right, sir. We thank you. Our first public hearing is subdivision 2008-23 Van Gabe Terlemezian.
This is an application to consider subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, dividing 17.4 acres into five lots located west of Road 249, 54 hundredths of a mile north of Road 253. And gentlemen, I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, the Technical Advisory Committee review of February 19th, 2009 is a part of the record for this application. On April 22nd of 2009, we received a letter from Mr. Robertson. He reviewed the restrictive covenants. On May 4th of 2009, the surveyor submitted a revised preliminary plan addressing the TAC comments. March 29th of this year, the applicant submitted an exhibit booklet. Each of you has received a copy of that. It contains an aerial photograph, the preliminary subdivision plan, a copy of the Beers Atlas, a copy of a soils map, compliance with items referenced in 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance, and proposed findings of facts and conditions. And as of this time, I don't have a copy of the septic feasibility in the file. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. Before we get started, if there's anyone here that has an interest in this application, there are exhibits here on display that it would be very difficult for you to see from where you're seated. So please feel free to get up, come up, take a look. All we ask is that you do so quietly. And the chair recognizes Mr. Byer.
Thank you, Mr. Wheatley. Good evening, gentlemen. I represent the applicant, Van Gabe Terlemezian. He is present tonight somewhere in the back. Chuck Adams, whom you know well, will do the lion's share of the work this evening. This is a small, very modest subdivision. I'm going to ask Chuck to come forward, identify himself, and we'll try to move through this quickly. Chuck, if you would.
Charles Adams with Adams Kemp Associates in Georgetown.
Could you briefly describe your credentials for the record?
Licensed land surveyor, number 506, state of Delaware, and 10967 in Maryland. We've had a business for about 25 years in Georgetown.
Thank you. Let's move on to the project. Can you describe the area where the site is located using the four points of the compass?
The site is located off of Shingle Point Road. And it's made up of a portion of a property that was sold by the Moore family. This portion was about a 17.4 acre parcel sold. Portion of it was tillable field. It goes back along a wetlands stream area, which is mostly wooded, and includes an existing home that was part of the original property and will be part of lot one of the subdivision.
What are the neighboring properties developed?
They would be Michael Moore to the south.
That's a residence.
Joe and Anna Moore, a single family residence to the south of them. And then to the west, you'd have a land of John and Judy Redard. And to the south, Valerie Wing.
And to the north?
The north would be land of Danny Moore.
Let's talk about the site itself. Are there any unusual site conditions or difficult engineering issues in your plan?
Not with the density that the owner wanted to have. He wanted really to divide this property up for family purposes, and he chose the higher end of the property for the development of the lots, and the lower end for stormwater management purposes.
Are there any flood or floodplain issues on the site?
No, there's The property rises to approximately 40 feet above sea level in this area and drops down considerably to the land itself, to the drainage area where the wetlands are located.
Can you break down, Chuck, what portion of the land is woods, open land, wetlands, and so on?
The tillable area is approximately 5 acres. Wooded is 10, wetlands 2.4, and the buffer area, the combination of the buffer area, the wetlands area, and the stormwater area is about 6 acres, which is about 34% of the property.
And with respect to wetlands, there are no wetlands in any of the lots?
That's correct.
The gross density of the project is?
The gross density is 0.29 lots per acre.
And the net density, after you take out your stormwater management and other calculations?
Net density would be 0.31 acres, not taking anything out, and 0.34 lots per acre, removing stormwater and the ag land buffer up against the existing ag land to the north.
Can you talk briefly about your stormwater design and how that functions?
Yes, we put all the improvements on the upper end of the property, and the design of the road would be standard county county design with grass swales on each side. They would feed a grass swale filtration swale that would come down to a detention pond. It would be a dry detention pond planted with water-tolerant plants and then released to the wetland area after it's cleaned up.
The plan does show vegetated ag buffers where necessary.
Yes.
And those are at least 20 feet in width?
Yes. Vegetated buffers along the planted from the, that would wrap around the existing house lot one to the north and would tie into the adjacent woods. A 20-foot buffer would surround the entire property, including the more properties to the south as well.
And there is an additional buffer between lots in the stormwater management area?
Yes, there's a buffer between the stormwater to provide maintenance of the top of the slope of the pond, around the entire pond, and another 20-foot buffer between the lot line and the wetland line around the entire lot five.
Chuck, although this is only a 5-lot subdivision, we're obliged to take the commission through 99-9C. Can you do that briefly?
Sure.
Gentlemen, I'll give you a copy of what Chuck has prepared.
Thank you.
As far as the integration of the proposed subdivision, the lots in the road were placed on the upper elevations. Lot one was designed to incorporate the entrance road with the house into a 1.1-acre parcel. The garage is located in 50-foot roadway, and it would have to be relocated upon approval of the subdivision. Lots 2, 3, and 4 would occupy the higher elevation of the existing farm, and the rear portions would butt up against the stormwater management area to the south. Lot 5 is a large 4-acre parcel that that would occupy most of the woods to the west, and the lots will not contain wetlands, and a buffer is indicated between lot lines and wetland lines. It was related that the purpose of the subdivision is intended to be the owner's children's inheritance division, with the owner retaining lot 5, which is the 4-acre parcel. The wetlands will be protected and buffered. No historical features occupy the property, and the lay of the land and its topographical features will be preserved. Open space and preserved wetland area are indicated on the plan, and landscaping will accompany all residential construction. Trees planting will be a prioritized item. A minimization of removal of any of the trees in the woodland areas, with the placement of the road, stopping before or at the right at the beginning of the wooded area, and minimal soil movement would occur during the road construction and the stormwater management construction. Screening the property would be a planted buffer along the north property line is required, and the lands of Michael Moore and Joe and Anna Moore will have a 20-foot buffer as well as open space and stormwater management area to their west. Lot 1 is an existing dwelling and has been a neighbor for the Moores for many years. Water will be on-site water and on-site septic, of which the owner intends to get separate approvals for each lot. The proposed erosion and sediment control is composed of the system of filtration and biofiltration systems, which will clean the water. Planted grass and stormwater detention will hold water and meter out allowable infiltration and use water for plant growth within the stormwater area. There will be a minimization of all runoff during the construction of any home within the subdivision, utilizing silt fence and standard practices for temporary construction. Entrances for the lots and on an individual building permit basis. The effect on the area, we believe that because the subdivision will be constructed to upgraded requirements and the homes will be built to today's code with energy conservation, we believe that the property value, it would enhance other property values in the area, and it's consistent with the surrounding areas. The preservation of the farmland, the property was subdivided in such a way that the odd size of the field, the 5 acres, the way it lays and its size, is limits its practicality for farming purposes. Although the 1 acre lot size that we provided for each lot would provide ample room for home gardening on all the lots. Effect of schools would be minimal. It's 5 lots. Effect on roadways and transportation would be minimal. And we believe it's compatible with all the surrounding AR1 district improvements.
Gentlemen, if you have questions, Mr. Adams, please feel free. Otherwise, that's the application. You have proposed findings of fact and condition, including the condition that there will be no further subdivision. When I said this was a modest application, it is 5 lots on 17 acres with a fairly thoughtful design. That's all we have.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Have you all done a septic feasibility study on the property?
There's not been.
There's not been yet. Okay.
He plans to do a full-blown soil review for each lot, 3 borings on each lot, and then file for the soil feasibility on a lot-by-lot basis.
Okay. And I noticed in your conditions of approval, there was talk about the cul-de-sac. Now that was in your findings of fact. You're saying it's an appropriate subject for a waiver. What are you seeking to waive?
Mr. Johnson, that was my thought. I know that the fire marshal now has extended the distance for cul-de-sacs to 1,000 feet, but it's something to look at. 600 feet is a fairly good cul-de-sac. I just threw it out there.
So there's nothing to be waived. You're still within the 1,000.
I wanted to put it in front of you.
It's less than 1,000.
But it's less than 1,000. Okay.
About 985 feet, I scaled it for less.
And if you measure, Mr. Smith asked me the same question, even just based on the measurements. You know, there's enough.
So it's really not something that's subject to a waiver?
No, it's to be brought to your attention. That's why we did it.
Okay. And what would the construction of the roadway be?
I believe Mr. Adams testified it would be to county standards.
I missed that when I was...
There's also a cross-section on the bottom.
You're correct. Thank you. I have no further questions this time, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
No questions for me.
Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a few. Thank you, Mr. Byard and Mr. Kemp. Excuse me, Mr. Adams. He's been called worse. In regards to the silt fence, if this subdivision is acted on favorably, do you believe that you could cooperate and locate the silt fences either at the upland areas or the to be undisturbed areas of the buffers remaining, whatever?
With
the intent for
the construction
of trying to
area?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. You have any... the proposed stormwater management area on the preliminary plan, where does that outfall?
It would outfall into the existing wetlands. The way they usually typically have a box that's would be metered out, has a small orifice, which is a 2 or 3 inch orifice in the box, and would have an overflow box. It would meter out and meet the 2 and 10 year storm, and the overflow would be a 100 year storm, and it would be piped to a riprap outfall leading into the wetland areas.
And one last thing, looking at your topos here, do you have any thoughts of how your proposed, albeit at this point, proposed stormwater management area may have an effect on neighboring properties such as the Moores? Will it cause them more flooding? Will it help with the drainage?
I don't know of any drainage issues in that particular area. If there was, we would, highlight it with soil conservation during the preliminary and the final design. Mm-hmm. But we believe that it would take care of the drainage of our improvements.
And this drainage goes, mm-hmm. As Mr. Byard said, using the points of the compass, goes which way?
Goes to the west.
It goes to the west. Okay. So I'd seen there was extensive flooding that actually went across Shingle Point Road back closer to Huff Road and Sand Hill Church. Mm-hmm. Those lands, that drainage seemed to be going towards the Broad Hill.
Yeah, I think it goes toward Milton. It goes toward the back end of Waples Pond, I believe.
Well, based on your topos, you're going to be able to contain...
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're not going to come near the disturbing anything near the this wetlands area.
Thank you.
Mr. Ross.
Just one question. Chuck, you mentioned that it would be some home gardening and stuff, which is understandable with lots of this size. Are there going to be any restrictions on barnyard chickens or other smaller, large farm animals or anything like that? We're just seeing more of that as people want to do some organic things, and we're seeing that even upstate where there's a lot more density than this. So I just want to make clear for the record, what the intentions are.
Yeah, there is. It's in the maintenance, keeping, boarding, or raising of animals, horses, livestock, or poultry of any kind, regardless of number, shall be and hereby is prohibited on any lot or within any dwelling, except this shall not prohibit the keeping of dogs, cats, cage birds as domestic pets, provided they are not kept, bred, or maintained for commercial purposes, et cetera.
Exception of children under 2. No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions.
All right, gentlemen, thank you. Take a seat nearby if you would, please, and we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of subdivision number 2008-23, Van Gabe Turlemezian? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2008-23?
I would.
Yes, sir. Well, come on up, please, and give us your name, and you may have the floor.
Yes. Yes. My name is Danny Moore. I'm joined to the additional property. And 5 years ago, my brother went to sell the property to John Davison, and he was going to subdivide it. And he couldn't get it approved. It wouldn't perk. And I don't know how, within 5 years, how can you get it perk if it didn't perk 5 years ago?
Well, typically, we don't make a decision on a subdivision until we have the septic feasibility study. So, you know, it's something that they'll have to do. I don't remember the application ever being in front of us before, Lawrence.
I'd have to go back and look.
Yeah, I'm not sure you got this far.
Yeah. Well, he tried to get it perk, and he was going to buy it, but it wasn't perk, so that's why he never bought it.
Okay.
And additional neighbors, they don't want it either because it's between two curves and it's a bad location. And Ann Moore, she lived there all of her life, and she's worrying herself to death that she says Johnny works for the county, and she's home by herself during the day, and she's afraid that she's going to be robbed, and she's worrying herself to death over it. So.
All right, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am. Come on up.
Good evening. My name is Valerie Wing, and I live at 18950 Shingle Point Road. My property actually joins that of Mr. Turlemezian's. And when we realized that several years ago, again, as Danny just said, Patty and Kenny tried to subdivide the property, and it couldn't have been. And then even at that time, I would have been in opposition of it. Due to the fact that that has been a rural area, you know, we've lived there all of our lives with nothing but farmland, open land, and we would prefer to keep it that way. In the last several years, even on our road, they've approved the kennel and dog facility. They now have the campground, which is an extremely large campground that is in the process of development and would be open soon. And they've also opened the shelter for animals. So within that short period of time, and within a couple of miles on that road, the development already is far more than we really wanted to begin with. We have no say in it, but I am totally opposed to having more homes built back there, not only because of the noise, the additional traffic, and as Danny said, that is a very bad curve. There are actually two curves. The one is directly in front of my home in Annie's, and the one coming from Milton. And there has been many a time you've actually held your breath when I was even turning into my driveway, and I'm just tired of that curb watching people come around, because you have to be careful when you get ready to turn in. People come right up behind me not even realizing, you know, and they try to swerve around. There's no place to go. We have very deep ditches, so there's no way for anybody to get out of the way unless they lower the speed limit, and of course they've tried that and it doesn't work. So I just want to stand on record that I am totally against it.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir.
How you doing? My name is John Moore. I lived there all my life. And we got a good, quiet neighborhood now. We got abundance of wildlife. Now I don't want to look out my back window and look at a bunch of houses. I mean, we've got animals back there now. I love watching animals every night. I don't want to look at a bunch of people in the backyard. I want to keep the neighborhood quiet like it is now.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
I'm Ruth Maloney. I live at 18943 Shingle Point Road, which is across the street of this development. My concern is the road is not compatible for the influx of traffic that we're going to have, not only the construction vehicles, but the delivery vehicles, the school bus stop. I'm sure there's going to be an access road there. I'm the one that's right on that bend. And so many times I've almost been rear-ended trying to get into my driveway. There are no shoulders for the cars to go around me or anything. So that's my main concern, is the road, and the speed limit on that road is still 50 miles per hour. It only sounds like a few vehicles because there's only five houses, but you multiply that by the amount of people that are going to be using that, I think it's going to be a hazard.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, sir. Step right up.
How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
My name's Charlie Bush. I live in 23821 Deer Run Lane, right across from Vary. And I've been there since 78. And I remember Mr. Wilson, old fella. I know he wouldn't want happen what happened, but you know, things happen. The main problem with that road is there's a lot of traffic going to the airport. You know, there's a lot of people that work there, travel that road a lot. And a lot of them got a lot of heavy feet, you know what I mean? And like they say, I've had people actually pass me on a double yellow line when I pulled out my driveway. And I know they had been going at least 60 miles an hour around them curves. And I don't really want to deny anybody from having a house, but in a deal like what we got here is kind of special to me because I've been there so long, and I can still see old Mr. Wilson out there. There used to be an old green farmhouse set there years ago, and I missed it. I just missed seeing what was going on out there. Of course, I'd say in the last 20 or 30 years, I was raised up around Love Creek, and then the 20-year period, it's just unbelievable how it's just, you know, massive built up. But I would like to see it more or less say like it is. That's all I got to say.
All right, sir. We thank you. Anyone else like to speak? Yes, ma'am.
I'm Dorothy Bush at 23821 Deer Run Lane, and I oppose this because of all the traffic, like they all said, for their reasons, and I pray that it don't go through. Thank you.
Alrighty. We thank you. I'm not sure that God's going to choose sides here, but we all can pray. Praying is a good thing. All right, anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.